You're listening to the Extraordinary Everyday Podcast with Wendy Johnson, episode number 50.
Welcome to the Extraordinary Everyday Podcast, where women come to be inspired and motivated to become the best version of themselves and elevate the quality of their everyday. Now, here's your host, certified life coach, Wendy Johnson.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the podcast number 50. I can't believe it. Today, we're going to focus on organizing our lives and resetting your life. I chose this topic because it's something that I've struggled with throughout my life. And I see a lot of other people out there struggle with it as well. And it's the ability to put things in an orderly fashion. There's a cycle to clutter. We get it all organized, maybe we move, and then all of a sudden it becomes overwhelming and we do a massive declutter, and then we repeat the cycle over and over again. And this has everything to do with our identity. And we begin to say in certain areas of our life, I'm disorganized, I'm unorganized. Whatever version of thoughts that you have about certain areas in your life. And when you want to see yourself as an organized woman, you will take action and live in harmony with your identity, and you'll practice being organized and being very intentional about what you allow in your life and how you're able to release things in your life. And the definition of organization, it means to function in an orderly way or according to a plan. And for some people, organizing comes very naturally. Maybe you're easily organized with your money and your weight and the belongings in your home. And when you've been organized for a long time, you begin to see yourself with that new identity. Somebody who's naturally slim has the identity of staying slim and being slim and knowing what to eat to maintain their body weight. And the same goes for being organized. It takes a lot of effort in the beginning to practice a new identity. And that's why I'm focusing on this, just to give yourself a checkup. For years, I had a hard time organizing my money, and I was spending more money than I was making. And I never wanted to have conversations about money. This was the area I was struggling in. I now have a system to keep track of my money. And I know how much is coming in every month and how much is going out every month. And I'm able to have those difficult conversations with people I live with about the money. But there's always a place in our lives that needs assessed. And maybe you did a major declutter, or you moved into a new place and started fresh, but then there's a part of your house that's starting to accumulate items, whether it's the garage, your closet, your bathroom, your office. If we're not consistent and diligent about having a system and keeping things organized, then it begins to slip through the cracks. And pretty soon you find this part of your life is overwhelming and stressful. Since being organized, I've been able to see so many benefits of taking the time and putting in the effort of creating an orderly life. The first one is I have more me time. When I have systems in place, I gain time. But in the beginning, it takes a lot of time up front. But there were times where I would look at clutter and it would take me years to tackle it, because there was too much and it was overwhelming and I wasn't letting go of things. Being organized has allowed me to have better health. How could that be? Well, when I was disorganized, I was reacting to life. I wasn't planning my meals, making sure that I had the adequate food in my refrigerator and in my cupboards. And when I was hungry, I would eat whatever was available, or I would go pick something up. And that caused for my health to suffer. But when I started organizing my food in containers and having stocks of certain healthy foods and planning for meals ahead of time, I was able to eat better and keep the weight off. And then my health began to improve. And clutter produces stress because you can't find things because there's so much. So when you're orderly, you're more productive. So being organized invites calm into your life. It's more peaceful and serene when you go about your home. Also, being organized gives you better finances. You know where your money is, you know where it's going, you know how much you have, you know what you can afford and what you can't afford. And then your finances are healthier and you're healthier. So why are so many people disorganized? Well, in my experience, it's perfectionism, reacting and being overwhelmed to life, having fear about letting something go, and then having that scarcity mindset that you may need it in the future. So you're holding on to it. Maybe you're attached to anything that was given to you as a gift or passed down from your family. Maybe you're living with too much stress and it's just too stressful of a time to even deal with it. You're putting it off for one day when you have more time. And a lot of people think that when you go to declutter, you have to do it perfectly. And if you don't have time to do it perfectly, then you don't do it and you have to do everything. And because we hold ourselves to such a high standard, we're afraid of messing up. We'll wait and hire somebody to come in and declutter for us. And back to the scarcity mindset, it causes us to be disorganized because we're afraid of not having enough. We want to keep everything. And it's a cycle that feeds itself. When you see disorder and you become overwhelmed by it, you have the identity that I'm just not good at this. I'm just a disorganized person. So, what is the root cause of any disorganization that you have? Because when you figure out what it is and why, then you can fix it and it becomes easier to create organization and maintain it. And the outside world that you're surrounded with is a reflection of your inside world. All the thoughts that are swirling around in your head that are maybe stuffed in not only corners of your house, but corners of your mind. So when you begin to organize this outer world, then your inner world and the thoughts you have become more organized. And then you're creating the identity of an organized person. And I figured out you need to be two things to organize your life. You need to be decisive and detached. You need to be able to make decisions and then be able to release things. And within my membership, we do this with the thought ladder, creating evidence for the organization. Now I want us to assess an area that feels disorganized. Is the area in your finances, your relationships? Are you struggling with relationships that you haven't let go of? Is it in your career or business, your health and wellness, or your home environment? So start with just one area. If it's a messy house, you can't clean it all at one time. Just pick one area. It could be a drawer, a room, a little closet, but just pick that one area. And you want to edit out all the thoughts you have about that area, the ones that aren't useful, the ones that say, I'm not going to be able to lose the weight. This is too hard. I'm not good enough. I don't have time. I've just always been disorganized. You have to edit all those out. And then you want to pick and choose thoughts that you want to add back in. So the first question you want to ask yourself, the thoughts that you've come up with in this area, are they useful? Do I love the thought? And the second question you want to ask yourself is, would I choose this thought on purpose? If I had a choice, would I choose to think this thought on purpose? Or have I just trained my brain over the years to think this thought? And does this thought belong in my future? You go to the future and the future version of you who's organized, and is she thinking this? You can let that thought go. Let's say we decide to organize a physical space. So, how do we do this? Number one, look around and assess your life and decide what is the area that I want to focus on organizing. One place in your house, a closet, a refrigerator, a drawer. If you're an entrepreneur and you work from home, it could be your office, it could be your desk, it could be a cabinet in your office, it could be your digital world where you store all your files. Maybe your Google Drive is a mess. So once you've decided the area, how would you describe it? And what are your current thoughts about it that has led you to this moment in time right now? And do this with no judgment. So you're being a student of yourself, just observing. And then what result do you want to create? And then you decide when you're going to do it. And you take everything out of that one small area and you ask yourself three questions. Do I use or love this item? And then would I buy this item again? And does this item belong in my future? When I did this a year ago, I began organizing my Google Drive and folders, and I didn't get finished. And I could go back and finish, but I asked, does this document belong? Do I need it now? If it's 10 years old, is there any use for it or can I get rid of it? And one by one, asking yourself, do I need this? Would I use it again? And does this belong in my future? And when you're cleaning a physical space, it's best to get everything out and vacuum and dust and polish and start fresh. And ask yourself those questions before you put those items back. Do I use it or love it? Would I buy it again? And does it belong in my future? And I have to tell you, the more I've let go of things, the simpler and better my life gets, the more space that I have to breathe and create. For years, I was hanging on to things for sentimental reasons. Anything that was passed down from my grandparents, I had to ask myself, am I ever going to use it? Do I love it? And I began to release those things, and it was very sad and difficult for me. Once I dropped those things off at the Goodwill down the street, I felt so much relief. I had freed up space. And here's a little hack that I want to share with you. And it's been really helpful for me the past couple of years. If you find yourself procrastinating on a project, even a drawer or a cupboard or an area of your house, just spend 2 minutes working on it, the thing that you're procrastinating on. And maybe those 2 minutes will turn into 20 minutes, but just put in a little bit of effort. And you might be surprised by the momentum it takes over. And just showing up and getting started is the hardest part of the battle. I would love to hear from you. What area did you choose? What thoughts have you had about that area? And what were you able to let go of? Please share with me. Hop on over to YouTube and drop me a comment. What I've been organizing, and I worked on it yesterday for about 30 minutes, are papers in my office that are beginning to accumulate. Also, eliminating all the files from my downloads folder. And I stay up on this every month. I make sure that I've moved everything out of my downloads folder and trashed it or put it into a folder. And I've been able to keep up on that. And in the area of my finances, once a month I have a money date and I set up time to look at what money has come in, what money has gone out, and then all the money is categorized. I was using Mint and now I'm using Credit Karma to do that. And a couple of years ago, I used containers and organized the entire bathroom in containers and many of the kitchen cupboards with containers. And that has helped a lot. It was a big expense up front, but now it's very pleasing to open a cupboard and see it all organized. So this month, just take one area and commit to it so that you can create the identity of being an organized woman. And you're living an orderly life that provides you all those benefits of more me time, better health, better relationships, and a calm space. Happy organizing, friends. It was so good to be here for number 50, and I look forward to being with you next week. Take care. Bye.
Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, you have to come check out More You, my community of like-minded women. We show up to create the highest version of ourselves and elevate the quality of our everyday along the way. Head over to ontracklifecoaching.com/join. That's ontracklifecoaching.com/join. I'd love to see you in there. And if you haven't grabbed your copy of the Mindset Makeover, head over to ontracklifecoaching.com/makeover and get a copy that teaches and inspires you to show up as your most extraordinary self.